It's great to be here, and I thank you for coming, and it's great to see a lot of familiar faces. This is probably my last presentation at an ASA meeting. I've been around 31 years, and next June I'll be retiring, so it's a special presentation for me. I've done a lot of reflection, of course, about the past 31 years. And my first paper at an ASA was way back, I think, in 1975 at Houston, Texas. Is anybody in the room at those meetings? Good. There's a few of us then. Great. Seems like just yesterday. Last year, if you were at the A1 session where I spoke about memoir, I gave a memoir of experiential learning, and I reflected on my prior experience at the Evergreen State University or State College in Olympia, Washington, and about a memoir that I had submitted for publication, which subsequently came out in the Journal of Natural Resources and Life Sciences Education. This is what I'm giving you today is a synopsis of another paper, which will be coming out early in 2008 in the same journal. So I'm hoping to tease you a little bit with some of the things about memoirs pedagogy. And then you perhaps will look up that paper and read the whole story. I look at this as a memoir about memoir because I am going to be telling you the story of my experiences with using memoir as a teaching tool in three courses to date, and I have it planned, if Jay Bell follows through as our associate dean for me here next semester, I'll be teaching this one more time before I finish. I'm going to start with some background on memoir writing, use of memoir in these three courses that I've had up to this point in time. Some student reflections and memoir excerpts. I'm going to try to concentrate on giving you a sampling of the student voice because they wrote some profound, impressive things in the context of these projects. Give you a few conclusions, and then hopefully we may have a little bit of time for questions. If not during the presentation, then maybe perhaps later. Inspiration. Well, a lot of reasons I'm interested in memoir, and as far as my specific interest in bringing memoir into the classroom, some of you have heard of John Dewey, famous educator, philosopher of the 20th century. In one of his publications, 1938, he said, "All genuine education comes about through experience." Those of us committed to experiential learning believe this, and we try to do what we can in the educational context to involve experience with students. But what about life experience? What about our lives? What about our memories? How do we bring those to the table in education? Memoir is a very overt way to do that, and that's what I've been trying to do with my little experiments with memoir in the classroom. Another inspiration for me, before I ever got to grad school, before I ever got certain that I was going to be a professor, there was a book published called Foxfire, the Foxfire book, some of you know it, about the folk wisdom of the Appalachians, written mostly by high school students, actually. And in that book, it's the person who created that concept, Elliot Wigginton, writes, "The purpose of our schools, then, must be to help our kids," we would say students, "discover who they are. It is our responsibility as teachers to put them where this testing can go on to create for them memorable experiences that they will carry with them and come back to touch 1,000 times during the course of their lives." I've hoped and I've strived with these three courses to create that kind of an experience for students, something that they might continue to carry with them and go back and touch. Maybe not 1,000 times, I'll be satisfied with 100, but a number of times during the rest of their lives. A lot of what I believe and have aspired to do in memoir writing was inspired by Patricia Hampel, who's a Regents Professor at the University of Minnesota in our English program. And this is one of the best books that she's written about memoir and what memoir is. I Can Tell You Stories, which was published in 1999. In that book, she says, "Memoir is the intersection of narration and reflection, or storytelling and essay writing. It can present its story and consider the meaning of the story." She also writes, "It still comes as a shock to realize that I don't write about what I know, but in order to find out what I know." When I began to think about putting memoir into some courses, I had to come up with obviously a context or a theme. And I began doing this in the context of our college honors program. And I was interested in tapping into things that would be of interest to agricultural students as well as students who might not necessarily be overtly production agriculture oriented. So I came up with this idea of organizing memoir around the significance of place and time, which is pretty generic. We all have places and we all have times in our lives. So I figured that this could be something that any student, regardless of where they came from or their major or whatever, would be able to get their hands around. As I mentioned, to this point, I've used this concept in three courses. Two were honors colloquia in our college. Both were titled Knowing Our Place. They were specifically focused on this concept of place and its importance to us. I taught the first one in 2002 and the second in 2005. By that time, I was getting cocky, and so I decided to try it with freshmen in an all-university freshman seminar concept that we have at the University of Minnesota. So I taught that in 2006. And when I give you the student voices, I've selected examples from certainly the 2005 and the 2006 courses particularly. Here's from the syllabus. This course is different than some others you will take at the University of Minnesota. It's a course in which expertise is defined somewhat differently. Think about it. When we have students come into our courses, they understand and we understand that they're coming to us to learn what we have to offer them. If you base a course on memoir, the expert is the student. The student is writing about their story. They're making meaning of their story. Now you, as a more seasoned human being, can help them, but you're not an expert on their material. So it does change the context of what expertise means in a university classroom. I also wrote in the syllabus, during this semester, you will write a personal memoir of a day or a memoir of a place. As I mentioned, I've used both concepts, that will describe a single day or place in your life that has been particularly significant to you. The length of these memoirs have ranged from 1,500 words for the freshmen to about 5,000 words for the students in the honors program. I've also incorporated experiential learning, something I believe in, and this is an example from the 2006 class. What a difference a day makes. We took a field trip over to the mill district of the city of Minneapolis, looked at three very specific days in the history of Minneapolis and their consequence. This was before the bridge collapse of August 1st of this year, but I certainly could have had that as a concept for a course that might be taught like this today. We in fact looked at, for example, the day that one of the major mills exploded in 1869 and the consequences that had for the city of Minneapolis. It was very much like New Orleans in that many people thought that it would not come back, that Minneapolis would go away after that explosion. It did not. Student responses. I didn't do the typical sort of student evaluations, so I got some wonderful feedback. I admitted, Steve, at the beginning of this course, I thought you were a big weirdo. I nearly dropped the class after the first day, my practical science mind doubting that it had anything substantial to teach me. I did not wear wild hair or anything that first day, but still, she thought I was a weirdo. The subsequent class periods confirmed my fears. We were asked to talk about what things mean to us, and worst of all, write a reflection. Ask me to write a research paper and I'll be fine, but how do you write a reflection? What does it mean to reflect? You don't learn anything by reflecting, do you? This is what Angela actually wrote, though. It's the beginning of her memoir. Among all the narrow, dusty gravel roads that crisscross southwestern Minnesota, there's one stretch of road that is mine. And she went on and told a very eloquent story about her upbringing on a farm in southwestern Minnesota. The people that made it important, the places that made it important, and the times that made it important to her. Let's see, I need to back up a second here. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry? Okay, so this is Angela's final conclusion. What this course has taught me then is how to reflect, to make meaning of something that I may have already known. And if that sounds familiar, that's very close to what Trish Hample says about memoir. It still comes as a shock to realize that I don't write about what I know, but in order to find out what I know. Another student from the freshman group. A number of those students wrote about study abroad experiences in high school. This is a student who went to Spain. He was there when Pope John Paul died. He's from a Roman Catholic background, although he had thrown that away pretty much by that time. But his host family invited him to go to a special service that was held in a basilica in Spain right after the Pope died. Here's what he wrote. If God was a stonemason or sculptor, this is how his work would and should look. No one forced me to sit through that mass. There, it had seemingly been only God and me. And I had watched the act of worship with a new set of eyes. It was a solemn, majestic, eye-opening experience. I felt changed. Pretty good at freshman writing, I would say. Here's another freshman writing about the experience from her perspective. I think especially my memoir will be something I look back on for many years to come because of the emotion it brought out while I was writing it. I've never written something that I think will impact me like the memoir did. Alyssa from 2005. I learned things about myself that I don't think I could have ever have known if it wasn't for the memoir. My personal journey has not only given me insight on my past, but on my future. Emily, who was in 2005, in writing this paper, I got permission from the students to include their work. And when she wrote me the response to my request, here's what she said. I lately went through my box of school things and found the memoir I wrote. It was interesting to go back and read it again. I realized how calming and at the same time challenging memoir writing was to me. And finally, Will, out of the mouth of babes, another freshman, I had no idea that so much could come from what seemed to be so little. 1,500-word memoir. This was another one that I really appreciated. Cassandra, 2005, I felt awkward writing the memoir and a little like an old person. I can tell you, 45 students have taken this course. I have had no one balk at the assignment. In fact, Becca, who I spoke from earlier, said, you know, when I got this assignment, I was going to do it like I do most of my term papers, whatever that means. But she said I couldn't do that. In the paper, I say, memoir is different. In writing a memoir, you're not writing about yourself. The memoir, in effect, becomes yourself. And Becca said, I couldn't cut it short shift. I had to do it right. Some conclusions. This is another reflection from Alyssa in 2005. When I try to explain this course to the people, to other people, this class has almost nothing to do with my major, yet everything to do with my life. Some conclusions. Universities are a place, if you go back and look at the Moral Act, where students are to acquire the skills and confidence to engage many aspects of life that go well beyond the professional. Developing the capacity to reflect upon one's life is just such a skill and is rarely, I think, addressed explicitly, at least, in our agronomic curricula. Again from Will, teachers in high school try to inspire students to think and write about how classroom activities affect students' lives in this course. I found myself trying to apply my life to the ideas, and this worked much better for me. So the invitation to bring the student experience, the student life, to the classroom is a very unique thing in many university courses. Normally, the student is expected to come in and fit into the program that's there, and if they can sneak in a little bit of their own personal story, that's icing on the cake, but it's not a normal thing. Memoir writing is a powerful way to bring students' life stories and experiences into courses with academic integrity. Every student in our academic programs deserves an opportunity to bring their formative life stories and reflections on those experiences into their classrooms. Questions?
Craig. What are the instructions that you give the students?
About the memoir?
Yeah, how do you set the stage?
Okay, thank you, Craig. I mentioned this in the paper. I actually have a colleague, Beth Waterhouse, who's a professional writer, memoirist, come in and do a workshop with them on that. So they're written instructions, but this is a genre that they, most of them have never practiced, and some have never even read that many memoirs in literature. So it is important to frame the kind of writing that it is. Beth does a wonderful hands-on kind of workshop with them, and I could do it, but I really feel like it's important for them to hear another voice besides me in that context.
Thank you.
Thank you.